This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Back in December, we sat down and established the main themes for our 2023 outlook. During that process, one member of my team said, "The sad part of forecasting for the year ahead is that predictions can be rendered irrelevant 2 weeks into the new year." Now, this is funny as it is frustrating because there is some truth to it. Some forecasts come true very fast. In other cases, the conditions change completely that make them improbable. Today, 1 month into the year, we thought we would update you on current market conditions and where we stand with the majority of our themes of 2023. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of January 30th. So listen on as we navigate the living market. In the many meetings and interviews we've had about performance expectations for 2023, we laid out our optimistic but realistic view in the face of declining earnings and a weak economy. That is to say, we came into the year with positive but more muted return expectations. Well, equities enjoyed a very strong start to the year. Ending January 31st, the S&P 500 index gained 6.2% in U.S. dollar terms, while the S&P TSX Composite Index gained 7.1%, each excluding dividends. That is very strong, and at or above our most bullish scenarios for the full year. You might have read or heard about the January barometer in the financial media. What this is that since the 1940s, when the return in January has been positive, the rest of the year has seen a positive return 85% of the time. Framed this way, this feels like an extremely strong indicator. And yes, statistically, it helps to have a strong January. However, keep in mind that markets are up 70% of the time no matter what happens in the first month. There have also been some false positives with the January barometer. For example, in 1987, the market was up 13.2% in January and closed up only 2% with the help of dividends. In 2001, January gained 3.5% to begin the year and then closed with a loss of 13%. Now, we're not saying this to appear negative, but merely to stay realistic when it comes to such seasonal statistics. Putting these statistics aside, coming into 2023, the team held a more modest view on equity returns for the year. Given the strength so far, we shouldn't take the strong start to the year to mean the outlook for the remainder of the year is weak. Rather, this emphasizes what we call the risk to the upside. This goes back to one of the questions we posed in Q4 of last year, and that is, what if it goes right? In that regard, we believe there is further upside to equity markets from here. Nonetheless, we are still in market conditions very much dictated by the Federal Reserve. On that point, in Wednesday's decision, the Fed increased its benchmark interest rate by 0.25 point to 4.75%. In our outlook, we stated that we expect inflation has peaked and will decelerate to between 3 and 4%, according to our models, by mid-year. But will the economic conditions enable the Fed or the Bank of Canada to cut interest rates before year-end should they want to? We don't think so. And yet this is what the markets seem to be pricing in. If the markets expect interest rate cuts this year, it's because there is still risk of recession, as is our base case in Canada and US for later in 2023 or early 2024, we do believe we are headed towards a recession. In our view, however, we believe cuts would have to be in response to a deep economic contraction. And we don't think that's the case. We believe any recession will be short and mild. And in fact, it might just be limited to earnings, manufacturing, and inventories. There are macro factors working in favor of investors. China has dropped its zero COVID policy and reopened. Energy prices, oil and natural gas, which can act as a tax on consumption, are well off their peaks of last year. Inflation is abating, and interest rate hikes are at or near their end. Europe as well has enjoyed recent economic surprises to the upside. It would appear then that the markets are rallying in newfound hopes of completely avoiding a recession, which we don't think is likely, or reaching the so-called soft landing scenario, which is becoming more our view. So all of this being said, how are we positioned? Again, we believe equities can rally through the remainder of the year, with the gains being more modest from here. That said, we remain neutral between equity and fixed income, as bonds are paying an attractive yield and should provide some additional downside protection in the face of volatility. We continue to favor Canadian and international equities over U.S. equities, largely based on valuation. Investors, meanwhile, through this strong rally in the start of the year, have been very reluctant to buy. According to the Investment Company Institute, U.S. investors redeemed $532 billion in equity, balanced, and bond funds, including ETFs, since April of last year. Early estimates for January show a mere $6 billion came back into the market. Now, if history is a guide, and retail investor activity being a contrarian indicator, when investors sell at the pace that they did last year, it has been a decent indicator of a market bottom. We should never underestimate the ability of the markets to surprise us, however, and we're not certain of the path for equity and bond markets through the remainder of this year, yet with much of the uncertainty of 2022 behind us, we are leaning more towards the optimistic view. And while markets never give us the invest now signal, we continue to believe averaging into equities should serve investors well. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.